I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. During the Depression, photographer Russell Lee made a series of stunning color images of Pie Town in remote southwestern New Mexico. Lee was there for the FSA, the Farm Security Administration, documenting homesteaders, farmers who had been uprooted by the Dust Bowl. 70 years later, our guest, photographer Arthur Drucker, retraced Russell Lee's footsteps. The result is Pie Town Revisited, published this month by UNM Press. Arthur, why did you head out to Pie Town? What were you looking for there?
Well, I was first exposed to FSA photography as a teenager, including Dorothea Lange and Walker Evans, two giants of American documentary photography. And it made a profound impact on me, not only for its historical importance, but I was a fledgling photographer. And I thought in looking at these FSA photos, it might be an interesting pursuit to one day go to a place where an FSA photographer had been. And it wasn't until around 2002, when I was working on the movie Seabiscuit, I was a producer of the documentary segments within the movie, that I came across Russell Lee's color photos that he made in Pie Town in 1940. And when I saw those photos, I said, that's my destination. Russell Lee photographed these homesteaders in 1940, living essentially like 19th century pioneers. And I thought, I wonder what Pie Town is like now, and are there any connections to the homesteaders that Lee photographed then? Are there any blood connections to those people now in Pie Town? That's what I was looking for.
And you did find and photograph descendants of Russell Lee's subjects. You also found, even though the population of Pie Town is much smaller today than it was 70 years ago, that the current residents are very similar to the residents that Russell Lee photographed.
Yes. While there are some modern conveniences in Pie Town, like electricity, running water, internet, that sort of thing, it's still an isolated place. You know, Pie Town is about 85, 90 miles from Socorro, which is the closest town of any size. And as a result, it still requires a certain kind of flinty grit to make a go of it in Pie Town. It certainly did in 1940, and it still does today. You know, we as Americans like to think of ourselves as rugged individualists. And in Pie Town, you can be a rugged individualist. At the same time, Pie Town is a very tight community. And I always go back to a quote from Sue Bolander, who was a volunteer on the Pie Town Fire Department. She said, you know, everybody's a rugged individualist until they have a chest pain. And that kind of sums up the rugged individualism and the sense of community that's necessary basically to survive. And Pie Town is a great example of that. And some of the people who live in Pie Town, whom I interviewed and who I become friends with, they say that the country, our country now, would be better off if it had the same kind of sense of community as Pie Town does.
Pie Town Revisited combines recent photographs of that tiny New Mexico town by our guest Arthur Drucker with the famous Depression-era photos of Pie Town by Russell Lee. For information on the book, go to unmpress.com. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.